some believe that non-attachment can lead to complacency and yes. inaction. And what's your perspective on this? Could this be the case?
That's confusing detachment and non-attachment, see? To be a renunciate, people think that's a lifestyle. You join a monastery, wear sackcloth and ashes, shave your head or don't shave your head, let your beard grow down to your knees or cut it off altogether. Do something weird, you know, live on figs and nuts and sandals. So that's a renunciate. And that's sort of the dramatization of renunciation. Yeah, in a way, it's an ego game. Yeah? True renunciation is to renounce the ego from within. Renunciation is to refuse the egoistic payoff of falsehood. The question that you asked me has to do with attachment versus non-attachment. You see, that we said that that comes up at consciousness level 850. A pathway of negation, not this, not this, that, can take you to flatness, uninvolvement, indifference, withdrawal, and non-participation in life, denial of life. Because, you see, life is an endless series of traps and attachments, you see. But that's an egoistic position. So you're avoiding that which is an illusion. It isn't a bunch of traps. So detachment leads to flatness, withdrawal, and diminution of the value and sacredness of life. Non-attachment means more like freedom, to be with it, enjoy it, and not be attached with it. So I can enjoy a game. Doesn't make any difference which side wins. You're not attached to an outcome. So you can enjoy the game of life if you're not attached to outcomes. You make a bet, you win, the wheel goes around, you win, you don't win. It's all the same. Yeah.
So it's the joy in the experience as opposed to the attachment to outcomes.
Non-attachment, yeah, means that you're not seeking some egoistic gain. Therefore, see, detachment, it leads you to a flatness and indifference. And there was a group around town that were known for that. They negated the reality of love, thinking that it's just an attachment, not realizing it's a quality of divinity. And the waitresses hated seeing them come in because they would never tip. They thought tipping was looking for something outside of your self-approval. Mm. You know, see, because they didn't see that the lovingness of her service, you're merely acknowledging, you know, it's an expression of love. So not seeing the reality of love leads you to negating that which is intrinsically of value to life. The best you can do with negation is if you persist in it, and I persisted in this lifetime again, is end up in the void. You know? I started there at age 3, went back into it many years later, and now I realized the error. So this time I refuse the void. In return, you then... divinity reveals itself as infinite love, not nothingness. Because, you know, love is also nonlinear. So the pathway of non-duality, which is really actually what I teach, is non-attachment to linear. You know, love is nonlinear. So if you let go all that is linear, you still have love, which is nonlinear. So non-duality, the love of God, is nonlinear. The mind is only a tool, see, to lead you out of the forest, you know, like a compass. So the mind is curious about truth. I mean, you know, karmically, you got to inherit a bizarre interest in truth. You know, how many people are then interested in truth? You know, they're interested in what wins, but not the truth, you know. But I was caught in it as a kid, you know. We had the great books of the Western world. And while normal kids are out playing stickball, you know, I'm going through the plays of Aristophanes of the Dialogues of Plato or something, but that was an abnormal youth, wouldn't you say, from the viewpoint of the customary people. So mm-hmm. I suppose if you're destined for that, you're attracted to that. So if I tell people, if you're even interested in enlightenment and spiritual growth, don't worry, because the only reason you're interested in it is because that's your destiny. So most people see themselves where they are in life as the product of the past. What they don't realize, it isn't the propulsion of the past, it's the attraction of the future. The reason you're interested in that now is because your destiny, you've already chosen that. You've already chosen your destiny. Now, because that's your destiny, it's valuable, and it will pull you into everything that will subserve that goal. Don't worry, if you're interested in spirituality, don't worry about enlightenment, because who else would, people who are destined to be enlightened, would even be bothered? Unless you're destined to play golf, why would you be in a golf class? I always tell my students, don't worry about the end. The end is certain. It's because of the end that you're attracted to a class on such a thing as spiritual truth, you know, how to tell the truth from falsehood. Who else would want to know that?
Well, that's very, very inspiring for me and those that are listening.
Anybody who listens to this is already attracted to it. Otherwise, they would have cut out, you know, an hour or two ago.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I know we've touched on intention, and in the next session, we're going to go into just how powerful intention is in truth versus falsehood. So, thank you, Dr. Hawkins.